The USDA invests $11.65 million to control destructive species. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
First, you'd look for damage. That's the easiest way. They rototill these huge areas.
That's Fish and Wildlife spokesperson Rick Boatner talking about feral swine. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing $11.65 million into 14 projects to help agricultural producers and private landowners trap and control feral swine as part of the Feral Swine Eradication and Control Pilot Program. Awards enable landowners to address the threat that feral swine pose to natural resources and agriculture. NRCS will provide funding to partners who will provide financial assistance, education, outreach, and trapping assistance to participating landowners in pilot project areas. Pilot projects consist broadly of three coordinated components. 1. Feral swine removal by APHIS. 2. Restoration efforts supported by NRCS. And 3. Assistance to producers for feral swine control provided through partnership agreements with non-federal partners. Projects are planned to conclude at the end of September 2023. Visitors wishing to conduct business with NRCS, Farm Service Agency, or any other service center agency should call ahead and schedule an appointment. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.